Hello, welcome to the Made for More podcast with Fumi Adeni. And today, we'll be touching on agenda. So we'll be diving into some things that touch on business and entrepreneurship. And I remember when the COVID incident became heightened in Lagos, Nigeria, where I live, I had to shut down my dental clinic for a few weeks just to get a hang of what's happening, re-strategize, have meetings with the Association of Private Dental Practitioners. And so I was home for a while. And in that point, I had a lot of time on my hands. I could read, I could do online courses. And then I decided to watch a few movies, which is really strange. I'm not one to sit down to watch movies or series. I'm the girl who will sleep off watching Black Panther, watching high energy action movies. My husband loves the action genres and I just don't get it. So I'm the one who would sleep through movies no matter how interesting it seems normally. And so I had the time, I sat down to watch some movies, and then I stumbled on Self-Made, a miniseries on Netflix. I became intrigued by the life of Madame CJ Walker. It was a summary of her life, but I knew a few things didn't add up. And so I went online, I went on Google, I went on YouTube to watch documentaries just to get a hold. Who's this woman? Where did she come from? And so Madame CJ Walker was born in 1860s in America to slave parents. Born at a time where slavery was the order of the day. The blacks stayed in their lanes, the whites stayed in their lanes, and she rose from being a washwoman. She rose to being a cook, and at the point where she was a cook, she was working also with and tomboy. It was said that she was a cook to a pharmacist, and so she had the basic ingredients for making hair products from the lady she had been working with, Anne. And so she claimed that in her dream in the night, God showed her what to do. And so she showed the pharmacist, and he helped her develop a winning system for culturing black hair at that time. And then it was said that her system reduced the amount of sulfur which was prevalent then, so her product smelt nicer. And she went on to being like the Fenty of beauty in that time. Shampoos, pomades, creams, the hot comb. She diversified to products for men. But the interesting thing is, she was a widow by the time she was 20 with a child. She went on to be married 3 times, divorced eventually, or separated from her final husband. She moved from being just the daughter of a slave, a black woman. You can imagine being a black and a woman in America in the 1860s. But she had a dream. She said, if I can get this product into every black woman in America, she said, I will be a millionaire. And she didn't just want to be a millionaire because of, or just for the sake of making money. She said she wanted to be a millionaire for the good that she could do. And she rose up to become a millionaire. She was neighbors. She lived in the same neighborhood with them, the Rockefellers and the who is who in America then. She said to be the documented first female African American millionaire. And she wasn't educated, but she got herself the right team. But what was peculiar? What was special about her story? What caught me the most was her desire to meet a need. She saw that black women were segregated, and she saw that many times they didn't even have the time to take care of themselves and to take care of their hair. And she began to sell them a story. If you can take care of your hair, you will begin to be desirable and you can break free. She sold them a story that got them to dream again, and they began to buy her products. She didn't just stop there. She created a system. She created training schools, and it was said that she will go from state to state in America. She will settle down in a church, and she will begin to teach the women in the church about entrepreneurship, about rising, about dreaming again. And it was said, it's documented, that she raised at least 20,000 entrepreneurs in her company. And There's just so much she did for the Black American community. She gave them dignity. She paid for a lot of anti-lynching activities. She was a social activist. In those days, they would just kill you. They would literally kill a Black man for daring to have an ice cream where a white man was. But she changed the game. She changed the narrative in her system. And I remember doing that. And at that point, the Spirit of God said, I'm raising people like her again in these times. Yes, there's a shift. It seems like there's a lot of darkness everywhere, but the Spirit of God says there's a shift, and He's bringing the most unlikely people from the back ends, and He's throwing them to the front. But if you would sign up to be one of these people, you have to have His agenda on your heart. God is a God of people. He loves man. And so if you're going to rise into the level, and you know, I found out that her products are still in sale today, over 100 years after. Her products are still in sales today. Her company is still alive. They might just be making a few million of dollars, but that is a transgenerational business. And the Spirit of God said He's willing to do that in lives of people. There's a shift going on, and I believe it's the season of the underdogs, the people that no one believed in, no one thought anything would come, any good will come out of. But I believe this is a season where if you would partner with God and decide to make the life of someone else better, if you will decide to solve the problems of someone else and lift someone else out of darkness, He will reward you with wealth, and men will reward you with value, with money. And so I want you to think beyond money in this season, especially if you're an entrepreneur. I know the trap of, oh my God, what would I do? How would I make money? But you know, Genesis 15, Abraham had come to God and said, what would you give me, seeing that I don't have a child? And God replied Abraham. He said, I am your shield. I am your exceeding great reward. And if you go into the dictionary, I remember going, just checking sometimes. I just like to check Greek and Hebrew words. And reward there in the Hebrew is translated as higher wages, salary. So God is saying, I am your shield, I am your salary. So don't fuss about what you will eat in this season. Don't fear and don't worry. Lift up your eyes, dream again, rise up from where you are, and begin to ask, what can I do to make someone else's life better? I began to hear a lot of in my spirit, Passover, Passover, Passover. It kept coming up. And so I went to study it, and I realized how similar it was. There was a plague in town going around. People were dying from this plague. Safe to note that the devil was the one causing the plague, because if you read in the book of Exodus, it will say that God protected the people of Israel because the destroyer was out. So God is not the destroyer. God is not the one destroying people. God is not the one who has brought COVID-19 on people. God is a good God, and He doesn't have evil to give to people. He doesn't trade in the weapons of darkness. He doesn't trade in disease, in poverty, and all that. Just felt to say that. And so in all that, talking about the Passover, and I remember this scripture in Psalm 105 verse 37, it says that, and then God brought them out with silver and gold. He brought the Israelites out with silver and gold. There was a famine going on, there were plagues going on around in Egypt. People were dying, people had lost, they had lost economic integrity, just like is happening now. There was disease, people were dying, and then God brought His people out. In the middle of all that, they carried silver and gold, and all of them were healthy and strong. And I remember knowing in my spirit that this was the same thing God was doing in this season. He's bringing you out. He's bringing you out of all that is happening now with silver and gold, with great wealth, and you will be healthy and you will be strong. And I remember going also, He kept saying that it's a season to rise and shine. It's a season to look up from where you are. It's to begin to rise and shine and see that your light has come and that God has risen on you. There might be darkness in the whole world. People might be confused. The world systems are crashing down. Oil prices are below zero and all that. But see that God rises on you and His glory appears over you, and nations are coming to your light. kings are coming to the brightness of your rising, but you need to lift up your eyes and see. You need to have God's perspective on what is happening. He needs you to lift up your eyes and see that He's gathering wealth unto you. Look and see that foreigners are there ready to rebuild your walls. Kings are ready to serve you, and that your gates will continually be open. So even though your business might be shut down, your gates can still be open to receive wealth, so that people will bring unto you the wealth of the nations. But He needs you to lift up your eyes, to change your perspective, to ask Him, Father, what are you doing in this season? What do you want to do? And He wants you to know that He will give you the very best. In exchange of wood, He will bring you bronze. In place of iron, He will give you stones. He will give you peace. He will give you silver. He will give you gold. I want you to know that. And so in this season, arise, shine, because God is with you. But think value also. It's not the end of 2019. God is ready to do a great and a mighty thing in this season. It is not the end. This is not the end. God still has a lot of cards to play, but He needs you to partner with Him by believing in Him. Do not fear, do not worry. Partner with Him and expect to see the best. And so think value. Think value first. Think, what can I do to make the life of man easier? What solution can I bring in all that is happening? So think value first, not money. Have empathy, desire to solve people's problems, and they'll reward you with value. Don't chase money in this season. Do not chase money in this season. Don't be about monetization, monetization, monetization. Think empathy. Think solution. Think God's agenda. God's plan is that in this season, His mountain will be exalted above every other mountain. And you can partner with Him to establish, to exalt His mountain. You can partner with Him. You can choose to partner in your finances. You can choose to partner in your business processes. But know that God has a plan. He wants people to begin to seek for Him. And your business can be an avenue to make that happen. And Isaiah 45 verse 2 and 3 says that God will give you the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places. Just ask of Him. Tell Him to open your eyes. There's still untold wealth in the earth. He's the God who has the cattle on a thousand hills. The silver and the gold is His. Ask Him. He'll open your eyes. He will show you. And you know, Micah 4 verse 13 says that you should rise up. You see that word over and over again. Look up from where you are. Rise up and thresh. He will give you horns of iron. He will give you hooves of bronze, so that you will devote wealth to Him, so that you will recalibrate nations. A lot of systems have come crashing down. People don't know what to do. They don't know where to turn. But you can receive wisdom just like Joseph in those times, and find a blueprint that will bring people out. But you have to be thinking about people. You have to be thinking about God's agenda, not just about your pocket, not just about what you will eat. Don't worry about yourself. He sorts out the birds. He sorts out the flowers. He will take care of you. God's got you. I need you to know that God's got you. And so that buzzword, agenda. Think agenda. What is God doing? What does He want me to do? And think transgenerational businesses. Think transgenerational wealth. He's setting up agenda so that people beyond you can say, oh, thank God that you rose up to the occasion. And then understand that kings are ready to become your nurses. I don't want you thinking and saying, oh yes, God will do something for me, and then you begin to have the faith of God with the respect of persons, looking to that uncle, looking to that auntie, looking to that CEO, looking to that boss. You know, in Jeremiah 17, it says that people who trust and rely on human flesh are cursed. Means they will lack, they would enjoy the best. But and people that turn their hearts away from God to look at human systems, they will be like shrubs in a parched desert, and they won't see when prosperity comes. They won't see prosperity when it comes. So prosperity will come, but they won't see it, because their eyes and their focus is on men, is on human systems and human standards. And I think that's why over and over again,
He kept saying, rise, look up, see. Says he won't, they won't see when prosperity when it comes, but they will live in the rocky places of the wilderness, in an uninhabited salt land. But blessed with security is the man who believes and trusts in and relies on the Lord, whose hope and confident expectation is the Lord. He will be nourished like a tree planted by the waters that spreads out their roots by the river, and he will not fear when heat comes. You won't fear when there's COVID. You won't fear when there's a quarantine. You won't fear when you hear that all the systems are crashing, because your hope is in God, and your leaves will be green and moist. You won't be anxious and concerned in the year of drought. Oh yes, this is a year of drought, and you will not stop bearing fruit because your hope and your confidence is in God. So I want you to lift up your eyes and trust God to perform. You are the one who believes, he will perform. And you know, in Isaiah 60, he also said that a little one will become a thousand, and a small one will become a mighty nation. And you know, I said that just like he did with Madam CJ Walker, bringing her from the very low ends and taking her to the very top, he's about to do that again. A little one will become a thousand, a small one will become a mighty nation. Do you believe it? Are you ready to experience all that God has planned for you? I hope you are. I am super stoked. I am super excited about what God is doing. Wait in the Lord, hope in him. He's your help, he's your shield. Keep your eyes on him, and he will deliver you in this season. He will rescue you in this season. And so there's this scripture I want to read to you, especially if you're an entrepreneur. It's Isaiah 54. I want this to shape your perspective about 2020. It says, sing, barren woman. Sing, entrepreneur. You who have never had a baby. Sing, you who is just about to start something. You who is just about to launch a program, an online course. Sing. Fill the air with song. You have never experienced childbirth. You are ending up with far more children, just like I said, because he's raising you up to be a transgenerational entrepreneur than all those childbearing women. He's raising you up. You are ending up with far more money, with far more revenue, with far more social impact than those businesses who have been settled, who have been in the game for so many years. God says so. So clear lots of ground for your tent. Clear lots of ground for your business. Make your tents large. Spread out. Think big in your business, in everything you're doing, in your career. Think big. Use plenty of rope. Drive the tent pegs deep. You're going to need lots of elbow room for your growing family. You're going to need lots of elbow room for your growing business. You're going to take over whole nations. You're going to resettle abandoned cities. Don't be afraid. You see, there are no fear, no worry. You're not going to be embarrassed. Don't hold back. You're not going to come up short. You'll forget about all the humiliations you've experienced, because God is your bridegroom. His name, God of the angel armies. And so this is God's promise to you. He will give you the treasures of darkness. That's Isaiah 45 verse 2 and 3. He will give you the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places. But he needs you to partner with him. He needs you to think big. He needs you to spread out. He needs you to think agenda, not just money. Stretch out the curtains of your dwelling. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. God is for you. These are the days of his power. He has not changed his mind. Whatever he told you at the beginning of the year, it still stands true now. It still stands true now. I need you to believe him. Don't put your trust in human systems. Don't put your trust in human systems. Trust him. He will bring it to pass. And I think this brings me to the end of today's episode. I'm made for more. And so you were made for more than just hustling. You were made for more than just thinking survival. You were made to impact generations. You were made to be a solution to nations. Lift up your eyes. Rise up. Spread out. Think big. It's your time. It's your season. There's a shift, and he's bringing you forward. Have an amazing day, and thank you for joining me on Made for More podcast.